This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A bill to make sex trafficking of a child a felony once again in California was blocked this week by Democrats in the Assembly Public Safety Committee after passing unanimously in the California Senate. The author of the legislation is Senator Sharon Grove, a Republican from Bakersfield.
And we got to public safety, and to our shock yesterday, the Public Safety Committee on the Assembly side did kill the bill.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will sign a bill today that effectively bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill will prohibit abortions after a heartbeat is detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Current Iowa law allows abortions up to 20 weeks. The Secret Service says it was stumped and unable to identify a suspect in its investigation into cocaine found at the White House.
The agency said it was unable to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through where the cocaine was discovered. Testing failed to reveal sufficient DNA or fingerprint evidence, and surveillance camera footage was reviewed but produced no leads. I'm Dave Collins.
Film and television production is grinding to a halt in Hollywood, California, with actors set to hit the picket lines today. The union representing 160,000 actors is going on strike, joining the screenwriters who have been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. Authorities in Vermont have confirmed the first death related to this week's storms and flooding in the state. Officials say a 63-year-old man died after a drowning accident in his home. Storms caused widespread flooding in New England this week, particularly in Vermont. Lottery players across the country are lining up to get in on the action. Mega Millions numbers will be drawn tonight with an estimated jackpot of $560 million. The jackpot for Saturday night's Powerball drawing stands at $875 million. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A woman is behind bars for her alleged role in the death of Robert De Niro's grandson. 19-year-old Leonardo De Niro was found in an apartment earlier this month after dying from a suspected drug overdose. While there's been no official cause of death announced, his mother said someone knowingly sold him fentanyl-laced pills that they knew were laced. Yesterday, police arrested Sophia Haley Marks, who they believe sold the drugs to De Niro. She's currently being processed by both the NYPD and the Drug Enforcement Agency. But officials haven't announced what she's being charged with. Hollywood actors are officially on strike.
The SAG-AFTRA National Board voted to approve the action after negotiations stalled with Hollywood studios. The union wants more compensation and safeguards against the use of artificial intelligence. SAG-AFTRA lead negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland.
Because the AMPTP remains unwilling to offer a fair deal on key issues essential to protecting the livelihoods of working actors and performers, SAG-AFTRA's national board unanimously voted to issue a strike order against the studios and streamers.
The Hollywood studio says they have addressed all the union's concerns and have offered generous solutions. I'm Dave Collins.
The French president received a severed finger in the mail this week. Prosecutors say the letter was sent to the presidential palace in Paris without a note. Police were able to identify the suspect, who says has psychiatric problems. Lance Pry, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. Well, it looks like the Capitol Police, except not white stuff, you know, case closed. We can't find anybody. We don't know. With all the money that we have and that building, here it is, into the White House, for goodness sakes. You know, powder showed up, and they kind of threw that away. And then now, according to American Faith, they're reporting Lauren Boebert says marijuana was previously found in the White House since last year on two other occasions. What is going on there, John Fleetwood?
It's absolutely absurd. Can you believe this? It's the White House. Can you think of a more secure location in the world? Where in the world, besides maybe like a Fort Knox, you know, something where there's like big money moving around.
Right.
Where in the world can you have more surveillance, more cameras, more, you know, drug sniffing dogs, more secret service looking around, looking at everything? Where in the world would you see that? And it's at the White House that they find this cocaine. And they called off the search, Bill. They called off because they, quote, lack physical evidence. At the White House, it's a joke. Absolutely.
Yeah, amazing with all the cameras and everything going around and the number of people. Of course, the press secretary would want us to believe like there were throngs of people, you know, that came through that entrance. But more and more, I mean, you know, that we find out about it. We see this is the problem. You get in a situation where the cover-up is worse than the crime. And whether it's Karim Jean-Pierre, you know, the president, and God only knows who else involved here. But you see, this is the deal. Who's going to have the courage there in the department to stand up and say, hey, it was Hunter Biden's, or we got the information. They're tamping that down. And they've got lids. They're almost running out of lids, John, I think, you know, that they put on top of the problems that are created by the Biden family. It's endless. But the thing is, see, it's knocking us all off balance because the government is not functioning. Up is down, down is up. And after what you saw on the Hill, you know, this week, yesterday with those extended hours and interrogation, in a sense, it turned into an interrogation of Christopher Wray. That's pathetic. I mean, it is extremely revealing because you think, well, if the FBI is that bad, the FBI, if they're this bad, is represented by Christopher Wray, what else is going on in our government? We just don't want to know. I mean, it's like you're in surgery and the doctor thinks, you know, you have cancer that is in one area. They open up that area and they realize, oh my God, the cancer is metastasized. It's through the entire body. Let's just sew it back up and rest in peace, my friend. And this is where this government is right now, John. I don't know how to describe it any different. Do you?
I don't. You've got weaponization against the American people, against you have all these IRS agents that were hired to attack, in a sense, just regular American people.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got at the White House with this cocaine thing. They have no idea. They can't find anything. So I think what we should do. I mean, defund the Secret Service. If they can't handle this, they can't handle anything. We can't trust them to handle anything. I say defund the Secret Service.
How do you believe?
They're hiding.
Yeah. How do you believe much about 9/11? I mean 9/11, January 6th. How much can you believe in that? The left has hyped this thing up to no end. We know that we don't have the whole truth on it, at least people that have a reasonable open mind. But others are already fixated and thinking, well, no, it was an insurrection without guns. Go imagine that. But what they seem to be doing here is we're being set up, John. That's what I'm concerned with, is that you're finally going to anger enough people that there's going to be a reaction. And it's all brought to you by the current regime and the deep state. And as we were talking with Eric Karen earlier, the deep state is, I mean, you got to look to the CIA. And the CIA, as I suggested him, I asked him, I said, it sounds to me like the CIA is the deep of the deep state. He said, exactly. So they are the main lever pullers. And when you go back in history, and even, you're going back to the era of Vietnam, and you see how involved the CIA was involved with, drug trafficking, and why they were so upset about, how everything was being handled in Vietnam, because they were making a ton of flipping money.
Right, and exactly. And look, it's the same story with Ray Epps. You bring up January 6th, you've got Ray Epps, this man from Arizona, ostensibly a Trump supporter, that's what they're saying. But he's on camera leading crowds, these unruly crowds on January 6th. He's pushing through barriers. He's whispering things in their ears. He's calling for people to go to the Capitol. Go to the Capitol. You've got all these people around him. They're kind of smell a rat, and you can hear people going Fed, Fed, Fed. They're pointing at him and saying he's some kind of plant from the government. But what do they do with him? He's not being arrested. Yeah, it seems like there's some charges being filed against him. But look,
I haven't heard of any charges.
Giving this guy.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't heard of any charges on Ray Epps.
Oh yeah. They. It came out in the lawsuit that Ray Epps is now suing Fox News and Tucker Carlson because Carlson said the same thing I did. Look, this guy's on video doing this.
And exactly.
It's not probing this guy. What's going on with that? It kind of looks like he's a Fed. So what did Ray Epps do? He's suing Fox News for letting Tucker Carlson saying that he's suing Tucker. And to your point, Bill, it said in that lawsuit that the DOJ is charging Epps. So that's how that all came to light. But look how the media is treating him. MSNBC, very anti-Trump, right?
Right.
They're portraying this Epps guy as a pro-Trump protester, so they're trying to play him up. Oh, no,
he had a red hat.
Exactly. And look at how they don't call it an insurrection anymore. Remember? Because it's an insurrection, and it's the most violent day in American history since Pearl Harbor, and 9/11 was January 6th. It's like, give me a break. But now MSNBC, they're not calling it the worst day in history. They're saying he protested. This was just a protester. So now the mainstream media is switching from calling the protesters at on January 6th from calling them right-wing extremists who are there to overthrow the government, and now they're just calling them protesters. So they're giving this Epps guy they're treating him with kid gloves. It's another example of government cover-up.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, look at several months earlier with Black Lives Matter and Antifa when they descended on D.C., how much damage did they do by comparison of what happened on January, and how many people got arrested there? I don't even think there was a handful. And if they did, Kamala Harris was there with her team to make sure that bail was put up, and basically they came in and they went out. They didn't even stay long enough for coffee there. So, you know, it is absurd, no doubt about it. We've got to go to break. We're talking with the editor himself of American Faith, John Fleetwood. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, real quick before we talk about Bill Gates, because I want to talk Bill Gates and bugs, mosquitoes especially. But before we get there, what did you make of this this circus of Christopher Wray? You know, just watching, you know, his answer, listening to his answers and all. You know, it concerns me because you're thinking, This is the FBI. If the FBI is this messed up, what is happening with the rest of our government?
Yeah, I honestly, my response is defund the FBI. This guy works for us. He gets paid by my tax dollars and your tax dollars and your listeners' tax dollars, the American people's money funds this guy. They work for us. We don't work for them. Mm-hmm. You know, thankfully the Constitution sets it up that way.
But you got to follow the Constitution, John. Yeah, they're not following the Constitution. You know, the thing is whether it's the elected officials, our legislature. I mean, thank God for a Republican-controlled Congress right now and doing these investigations, and we're beginning to see just how bad it is and the level of arrogance. The arrogance that, you know, hey, you, in a sense, well, you're not the boss of me. Well, guess what? I am the boss of you. Just like you just said, we have a document here that clearly states that, and you need to answer some questions here. Don't go around. You're not here to, you know, take the fifth. And I think, you know, Jim Jordan and Comer and the rest of them just got to start slapping contempt charges on these guys, whether it's Ray or Garland, or go down the list, because it is a cabal to shake the band, let me tell you.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. Like the guys like Jordan and Gates, they're asking great questions. Mm-hmm. But we got to do more. This is absurd. You're just, as I'm watching it, I'm thinking this is just kind of pointless. We knew Ray, who in my opinion is totally compromised. I knew he was going to go up there and not answer anything. I mean, when they asked about Jan 6, were there any informants, any undercover agents in the crowd? Oh, I can't talk about it. And he's asked over, oh, I can't talk about it. If I had an employee like that, he'd be out of here. Oh, I can't
tell
you what's going on this job site. Are you kidding me? You can't tell
me. The thing is, on a couple occasions there, John, I don't know if you heard, but he kind of went in circles. He said he couldn't talk about it and that he wasn't aware, and then he gives an answer later on that makes him aware of the very thing that he deflected earlier. Did you notice that? How many times did he do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, over and over. It was with the Jan 6 thing. It was with the big tech collusion thing. It was with covering for Hunter Biden. I love how Gates just asked him, you know, straight face, are you covering for Hunter Biden?
For the Biden.
Oh, no, of course not. Waves his hand. Of course he's going to say no.
Right.
I kind of want to know what. Again, this is good. This is a positive step forward. But what's going to come out of this? What's going to come out of this? It's the stuff we already knew. It was like the investigation. It was like the Durham report, right? It's like we already knew this stuff years ago, and you're not really giving us anything new now. And I feel like that keeps happening, Bill. And it's frustrating that our government can't do more about this obvious corruption. It's frustrating.
Exactly. Well, as you say, it is obvious because it's the fruit of a corrupt tree. Even Jesus looked at the tree, and it wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. He cursed it, and it died. And, you know, I believe that this is where we are. It, like you said, it doesn't take a genius. I mean, you look at the fruit of our government and the tree of our government and the fruit that it's delivering, and it's all dark, it's black, it's evil, John. And rotten. And whether they want to, you know, obfuscate and, you know, protect their jobs or whatever they want to do and continue to lie, the evidence is so clear. It's present. It's indisputable. So, you know, we just go through this exercise with these guys and, okay, all right, you've given them every opportunity to fess up. They're not going to fess up. So you've got the purse, and I hope to God you use it. I hope to God you use the purse. You shut these people down. You shut down their operations. And then, you know, we've got to get somebody in there. I happen to believe there's one person of all the candidates out there. I have confidence in one person only that has the courage to go in and clean a house. And regardless of what the mainstream media has to say, he did it before, he can do it again, and especially after knowing what he knows now, because he knows so much more now than he did then, in realizing, I think, practically how deep the deep state is, John.
Yeah, I think he's the guy. I've been for Trump, you know, and I'm not like a Trump sycophant here, where it's just Trump can do no wrong. He said some things I don't agree with as a Christian,
right?
Done some things I don't agree with as a Christian. The biggest thing I have policy-wise, because we're not electing a pastor-in-chief, it's a commander-in-chief who can get the job done, and he did before. He will do it again, to your point. But I don't like the vaccine, as you you know.
I didn't take the vaccine either. And more and more, again, you know, they lied to us about, we said, well, wait a minute, there's fetal tissue in there. Oh, no, there's not. They lied three ways to Sunday. And, of course, I just, you know, had a discussion with an expert yesterday, and she, in fact, confirmed, yes, of course there is. There's fetal tissue in the vaccine. They just lied about it. And so, yes. You see, everything that everything that involves the government is bathed in lies, John. And you see, and this is where we got to get our heads straight. And this is, again, for people of faith, especially people of faith that know the Word of God and understand the truth. We have to come together in a way that we've never done before, because I believe this is what God is commanding us to do, to be the light unto a dark world. And the world continues to get darker and darker. If you think not, after experiencing 30 days of pride and the kind of evil and debauchery that's taking place in the streets of America today, and it just continues. It just keeps on going, you know, and I don't know, John. I don't know unless it's Jesus himself who comes back and finally rattles the bones of everybody and the very souls of all this idiocy. But the thing is, see, people of faith, we have a responsibility to be a light into this dark world. And we've got to step up and live up to our responsibilities and what Jesus commanded us to do, right?
Amen. Yeah, we have to unite. So all these people pushing DeSantis now, who's not doing as well anymore in the polling, or anybody else, they're so far behind Trump. Look at Trump's polling. Look at his rallies.
Yes.
How many
Same
thousands
thing.
And thousands of people
exactly.
come. Just strategically, Bill, Trump is the pick if you're on the right and you're a conservative. We all need to unite and get around Trump, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I'm with you because, you know, it's like that moment in The Godfather, right, when Michael's talking to Tom, who was the family attorney, and they were getting ready to go to war. And he says, Tom, we need a wartime conciliary, right? Remember that? You remember because you've seen it, even though you're probably too young when it first came out. But still, I'm sure you've seen that scene. And this is where we are right now. We need a wartime president. And the wartime president's not just overseas war. We have a war within the confines of the broken borders of America today. And everybody just keeps on rolling along thinking, okay, somewhere, sooner or later, it's going to solve. No, it's not going to solve itself, because you've got the Christopher Reyes. You've got the Garlands. You've got the Biden crime family. You have the CIA. You've got Mayorkas and the rest of these knuckleheads that could care less about we the people and the Constitution of the United States. So what are you going to do?
Right. I love that wartime reference, too, because with Trump, he's the kind of wartime president you want, because he got along with other countries. Not only that, but they were intimidated by him.
Exactly.
Vis-a-vis Russia didn't move on Ukraine.
That's why they're so crazy here in the homeland, John. These guys are nuts, because they know if Trump gets elected, their cushy jobs and their way of life is over. And it should be over, you know, forever. And whether or not they end up in jail, that's a whole nother issue. And I understand the majority of America wants them in jail, wants them locked up. But we got to get this mess cleaned up for the sake of, you know, our kids and our grandkids, the next generation that will take over this great American idea.
Yep. Getting crazy, Bill. Getting crazy. We got to.
Well, we didn't talk about Bill Gates, but you can read about it in AmericanFaith.com. We do this. This is just what happens with John and I. We have a set agenda, and then God says, oh, no, we got something else for you to do. So you need to talk about this. He's the managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood. John, thank you. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
See you, Bill.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. A bill to make sex trafficking of a child a felony once again in California was blocked this week by Democrats in the Assembly Public Safety Committee after passing unanimously in the California Senate. The author of the legislation is Senator Sharon Grove, a Republican from Bakersfield.
And we got to public safety, and to our shock yesterday, the Public Safety Committee on the Assembly side did kill the bill.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will sign a bill today that effectively bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill will prohibit abortions after a heartbeat is detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Current Iowa law allows abortions up to 20 weeks. Film and television production is grinding to a halt in Hollywood, California, with actors set to hit the picket lines today. The union representing 160,000 actors is going on strike. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we got an update on that California sex trafficking bill. It looks like things have been reversed. The governor, of all people, Newsom, actually stepped up and intervened, and the California lawmakers revived that bill to enact harsher punishment for child sex traffickers. So we'll see how that plays off. So that's the latest update. Steve Malloy is with us right now. He's a recognized leader in the fight against junk science, more than 25 years of accomplishment and experience. So he's probably forgotten more than we'll ever learn on this particular topic. And we have him here to talk about, the latest hoax that is being thrust upon us by the climate alarmist, and that is the hottest days in 125,000 years. So is it a hoax or no hoax, Steve Malloy?
Well, I'll let you decide. So, yeah. The claim is that July 3rd and 4th were the hottest days in global in the last 125,000 years. Now, the way they calculated, or the way they decided that, was with some satellite data enhanced by computer modeling. So, What was the satellite data 125,000 years ago?
Right.
Satellite data goes back to 1979.
Yeah.
Look, this is all.
Steve, in all fairness, we've got these unidentified individuals, these aliens now that have been visiting Earth. Maybe they're bringing back this information and they're dropping it at the doorstep of Al Gore, right?
Yeah. Look, this whole construct of average global temperature is really, it's just part of the climate hoax. Look, what is the average global temperature? What does it mean? Where, the Earth is 196 million square miles. In surface area, where it's the average, have the atmosphere miles high. Where is the average temperature taken? Mm-hmm. I've got other data. I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal about this. There's actual temperature measurements were about 5 degrees cooler than that. The hottest temperature in 125,000 years was 62.5 degrees. Data from actual temperature stations reported 57.5 degrees. Even NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has backed off this hottest day claim. So this whole thing is a hoax, and the reason they're doing it is because, for the past, we're told that every emission warms the planet, right?
Right.
And therefore, we have to change our lifestyles because every emission warms the planet. But over the last almost 9 years, we've emitted 500 billion tons of greenhouse gases, and there's been no warming. As a matter of fact, there's actually been some slight cooling. This year has been a cooler than normal year.
And how does that compare to previous years, Steve, the emission?
we think there's been some warming over the past, since the 1980s coming out of this. If you remember during the 1970s, we thought we were going into an ice age.
Right, exactly.
There's been some slight warming since then, but it's really been driven by these El Niños. This is a natural phenomenon out of the Pacific where the Pacific Ocean warms up and changes global weather. And so every time there's an El Nino, there's a step up in warming. And the last step up in warming was in 2015, mid 2014, 2015. So about 9 years ago, that's the last time there's been any warming. The emissions don't cause any warming. It's the El Ninos.
Right. And so when we talk warming, we're talking how much warming and for how long? It's not like the El Niño stick around forever, right?
Yeah, no, we're hardly talking any warming. I mean, there's at most, like a degree Fahrenheit, in average temperature. But this is once again, this is a really bogus construct. The going back to that hottest day for July 3rd and 4th. I mean, the way they were able to do this with satellites, computers. It turns out that there was this, huge heat wave in the Antarctic. It's the winter down there, so heat wave is all relative. So instead of it being, minus 70 below zero, it was only maybe minus 40 below zero. Okay, still way below zero.
Right, exactly.
But when you crunch those numbers through the, average global temperature, well, of course, it bumps up the global temperature. But nobody lives there. It has no effect. It's just a heat wave. It's got nothing to do with emissions. So, it was just a con.
Yeah. And there's nobody there to pay, trillions of dollars to investigate it, right?
That's right. there's no way that the penguins are going to be able to afford windmills and solar panels.
Yeah, and of course, look what they're doing, along the East Coast and everything. I mean, this is just crazy in New Jersey. I mean, what they're doing, and for the shipping lanes and fishing and all this sort. I mean, we're like, when is the idiocy going to stop here? I mean, because stuff, we're still operating in a theory. You and I talked about this before. I mean, theory reigns, and here we're talking for 1 degree of Fahrenheit. I mean, calculate the amount of tax money that goes to that 1 degree of Fahrenheit differential. It's astounding.
Well, so that's the thing. I mean, there's just a lot of money involved right now. That Inflation Reduction Act that passed last year was, almost $400 billion. Goldman Sachs says it's actually $1.1 trillion. So there's a lot of people that have, their snouts in the trough. They have the whole political agenda, the left-wing political agenda of controlling everything we do. And then there's also, the egos involved. I mean, how does someone like Al Gore, how does he ever walk this back?
Yeah. Well, exactly. He and John Kerry. I mean, and then throw Greta in there just for fun.
John Kerry, you encourage people to go to my Twitter feed. There was a devastating House hearing with John Kerry yesterday.
I saw that.
Scott Perry from Pennsylvania just, ripped John Kerry on climate. So encourage people to watch that.
Yeah, I did see that, Steve. And you're exactly right, because this is the deal. And I mean, it's like they have no shame. And with all these people that are going up there, and this is, I guess, the joy of having, and I'll be partisan for just a moment, of having Republicans, controlling these committees and doing these investigations, because you're seeing that they can't answer the questions.
No.
If the Democrats are talking to them, they're all bubbly and everything's cool and see at the cocktail party, everything's good. But a Republican just asks them a normal question and they can't answer.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, you mentioned they have no shame. They have right. They have no shame. They have just agenda, and they are committed to advancing that agenda. And, you know, Scott Perry aside and a couple other Republicans like that, most Republicans, you know, a lot of Republicans are being bought off by the wind and solar guys. A lot of guys are just afraid to talk about climate.
Because they want to go. Yeah, they want to go. They want to go to the cocktail party, Steve. The whole inner sanctum of the Beltway gang and cabal and everything like that. I mean, this is a systematic infrastructure that's well established. It monitors itself. You talk about checks. They have better checks and balances than we do in the government. Because they got checks and balances within the cabal that says if you step out of the line, you're going to get your head lopped off, right?
Right. Look, go ahead. Even Republicans want to be favorably, you know, looked at by the Washington Post and New York Times. And,
right.
I mean, these are two left-wing partisan newspapers. But, you know, if you're a Republican congressman, oh, in Washington, I'm going to have an interview with the Washington Post. And
Come on. Yeah. Well, you know, here it is. Steve, we can't even have a discussion about the 2020 election. That should tell you everything you need to know. If you can't have a discussion about the 2020 election, then that's the way it works in the Beltway, is we're told, we the people are told what we're supposed to believe, how high we're supposed to jump, and that we must comport. If we don't, then, you know, we've got gulags there in D.C. that we can house you in until you get retrained, right?
That is spot on. I couldn't have said that better. Look, we now know that Joe Biden was set up to lie during that last debate with Trump. For anyone to tell me that election wasn't stolen, come on.
Yeah, right. Well, and 62% of the people are going, hey, hello, King not wearing clothes, King buck naked. You know, 62%. So, I mean, something's off here. Either 62% of the country is absolutely mad and deserving to be locked up so they can protect the other remaining 38 or whatever. Anyway, Steve Malloy, you're awesome. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate
it.
Take care. You got it. You got it, bud.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And when you go to the website there, you will notice a donate button. And it was interesting because I got an email from a guy who says, hey, I donated to the show because I needed a tax deduction. Well, thank you very much. I mean, this is how this works. I mean, you know, we are associated with Hill of Hope. They are our partner in this fundraising campaign for truth and liberty. And so when you donate to Hill of Hope. It is a 501(c). So, you know, tax exempt. And that way, anything that you donate to Hill of Hope, you know, for Bill Martinez Live and the Bill Martinez Show, it translates and you get a tax deduction. So it's win-win all the way around. So any way we can do to save you taxes and be a part of your strategy in order to mitigate some of these unnecessary taxes. Hey, we're here to serve and happy to help. So check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Just click on the donate button. Whatever God places on your heart, I trust that you will do accordingly. And we thank you because of your kind donations and everything, we've been able to expand now in addition to the 3 hours. I don't know if you're aware, but FYI, we started doing a TV podcast every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It airs and it's all, you know, throughout the channels, throughout the podcast channels, wherever you watch your podcast. Bill Martinez, just look at it. It's live Bill Martinez Show. And you can search and find out. And all these great guests that you hear, many of them are appearing on the TV podcast show as well. We're able to get into deeper detail because it's an hour. And, you know, because you know everything about the show anyway, because we offer our guests more time than they get anywhere else. Again, that we would help you own your own knowledge, that we would motivate you to, you know, check it out even further. Like the conversation we had with Steve Malloy, the founder of JunkScience.com and the author of Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA Reports. You know, hopefully the things that we shared with you, yes, we had some fun because, you know, some of this stuff is amazing, you know, to me, and I've been saying it from day one. I've often thought, you know, what the conversation in heaven must be because, you know, we believe that, you know, God created the heavens and the earth. I mean, God, Almighty God, who knows everything. I mean, yes, we're in a fallen world. I get that part. But when you consider the infrastructure of this planet, you know, of everything that operates in the spectrum, in the planetary spectrum, all created by God, it's a miracle. There's no way any man could do this, much less really interfere. I mean, this is why we read in the Bible that man comes up with their ideas and laughs. And I'm sure that Al Gore and John Kerry and Greta, poor Greta, Sternberg, are just everybody in heaven is just hilarious. I mean, it's such a belly laugh with some of the stuff that they come up with, like as if they could control this, right? And their theories, their theories that are costing us trillions of dollars, and like we kind of know better, you know, common sense knows, but meanwhile, because they're able to arrest our treasury, which, you know, by the way, $32 trillion and counting, they're able to tap into that. And I mean, it's quite the network. I mean, they have research papers. You know, they pay scientists, these compromised scientists, to write up these research papers to support their theory. And of course, these researchers, because they're in it for the money, right? And they can't tell you the truth, because if they tell you the truth, guess what? They're not getting any research money. So they have to go along with this big lie, this climate lie that's out there. And so we're led to believe this, you know. And interestingly, when I was in California, I have a granddaughter, and she told me she's a sophomore in school, and she's studying to be, you know, an environmentalist. And the way she said it, I said, okay, I get where she's going. And so I wanted to respectfully, you know, tiptoe around the situation, and I just asked her flat out. I said, oh, so you believe that the climate woes that we have are man-made, right? And she says, yeah, that's what she believes in, because that's what she's been told to believe. See, and this is what's happening time and again in our culture today, is that we've really dumbed ourselves down. We don't own our own knowledge. We're waiting for talking heads, people on the television and that, to tell us what we should believe. Really? I mean, you're not going to check it out yourself? I mean, you're not going to own your own knowledge? You're going to rely on, you know, with all due respect, whether it's Hannity or O'Reilly or, you know, anybody else, or, you know, Chuck Todd, you know, go down the list. You're going to rely on them when they are connected. Look, we all have a worldview. And I get that with all due, we do. You know, we all have our own worldview. But, you know, the thing to understand is, where is your worldview? Where is it connected? Is it connected to the intelligence of man and man only? Or does it have any attachment whatsoever with God Almighty and these universal truths that are indisputable? Right? I mean, the sun goes up, goes down, moon, stars, all that. I mean, just as a mere example, you know, all the birds of the air, who feeds them? Who feeds them? Does Al Gore go out there with, you know, all his little bird feed, and he's just feeding the world? He can't even afford it. No way. But God in his magnificence has designed it in such a way that birds are all taken care of. The animals in the field, they're all taken care of. It's amazing how that happens, right? But, we sit there and think, oh, somehow man is controlled. Now, that's not to say that we have a responsibility for stewardship. We do have that responsibility for stewardship. We need to be good stewards. There's no doubt about it. But we don't need to get ourselves all tied up in these theories, and based on theories, spending trillions of dollars. Because now, what are we doing with the stewardship of the money that's entrusted to us? Okay, we're blowing that for the sake of this theory. And, you know, as Steve pointed out, I mean, we're talking, what, 1 degree of Fahrenheit? And also the other thing, which others have reported to us, Gregory Wrightstone, for example, you know, the world thrives when things are warmer. When you look at the expansion of humanity, it's happened in the times when the weather is warm. When it's cold, people die. Okay? Now, I get it that there are, again, some theorists out there, like the Bill Gates of the world and others, who are eugenicists, if I can say in a broad sense. And they firmly believe that the population on the world is unsustainable. And they said that back in the days when it was like 2 billion, you know, 2-3 billion. Oh, my goodness. You know, oh, the world can't. Well, we're at 8 billion and counting right now.
Okay.
So their head has to explode, and they're just, you know, they're burning novena candles for another pandemic of some sort that's going to call the herd in a very dramatic way. And that would make them happy, that if half the world population went away. they would think, okay, that's good. You know, that's a good thing for the planet because it cannot sustain it. Like, wait, how do you figure that? Like, oh, were you there with God? Were you there when God created the heavens and earth, and you know something we don't know, that this isn't, that it's unsustainable based on your measure, based on your puny intelligence of a human being compared to God Almighty? It's pretty bold. It's pretty arrogant. So anyway, own your own knowledge. Do the research. Hopefully what Steve and I talked about, what we've talked about here with any of the guests, that it's motivated you to where you go, you know what? Bill's right. I'm not going to believe Martinez. I am not going to spout talking points or, you know, his ideas. But I'm going to look into it further. And it's going to be my knowledge. It's going to be because I know, not because I'm told. See, this is why we are where we are right now as a country, because we don't know. We've become constitutionally ignorant. We're ignorant of the Bible. We're ignorant of these important principles. We've tossed them aside, and we're relying, you know, for the sake of, you know, whatever the council games and other amusements and distractions, and we've surrendered our own minds to the collective. And we're relying on the likes of Joe Biden, who can't figure out how to get off the stage and where he's going. We're relying on him for information, really? And especially when he's already compromised himself so many times. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. I wish it wasn't so. I wish I didn't have to tell you that the President of the United States is lying to us. But, you know, this is what liars do. They lie. And we just ignore it. Somehow we accept it. Well, if you accept it with him and you accept it with, the FBI, you accept it with the Justice Department and Merrick Garland and Mayorkas, who wants to tell us and insist that our southern border is under control. And if you want to trust and believe these generals that tell us that, pronouns and sex transformation and all this transitioning stuff is more important, having a diverse military is more important than national security. I mean, do you really want to believe that? I mean, common sense, I think for the majority of Americans, absolutely not. It's obvious that that's untenable. But, you see, that's what we're told. And we're told that all is well. Well, all is well right now until you go to war. And you go to war and you're going to rely on a man in a dress leading the Navy or Army or whatever. Really? I tell you, the thought is scary to me, and it makes no sense whatsoever. Being former military myself, this is a hot mess where we're in right now. And we've got to get a hold of this before it's too late. You know, as Eric Karen had said earlier, and I hope if you missed that interview that you download it, go to the site afterwards, after an hour we're done, it will be there on our site at BillMartinezLive.com or GCN Live, and pull down the tab for Bill Martinez Live and download it and share it with your friends, because what Eric had to say was loaded with truth and wisdom that's going to help you right now, because there's no indication based on what we're seeing happening in our culture today this is going to get better. It's only getting worse, right? And I don't mean to be all doom and gloom. I'm just trying to be real here for you so that you'd be protected. We've got to go to break. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. Stay right here.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.